Welcome to another edition of the Linked Parishes podcast. I'm Donald McCorkindale, Church of Scotland minister in the parishes of Strontian, Ardgour and Morvern, bringing you news from these parishes and beyond. It's been a busy few weeks, and if you were looking out for the podcast last Tuesday, my sincere apologies, but hopefully we're back on track for a fortnightly podcast. 2 weeks ago in church, we were thinking about the story of Cain and Abel and Cain's words, "Am I my brother's keeper?" And I had realised that on the service sheet, I had missed out the apostrophe. But where does it go in "I am my brother's keeper"? Within the context of Cain and Abel, of course, it's brother apostrophe S. But I went on to say how really it is brothers apostrophe and sisters apostrophe. And we have a shared responsibility for all who share this planet with us. Last week, we were then thinking about the story of Noah. A lovely story, the subject of many a Sunday school lesson and many a nice picture on a school wall. And yet, in some ways, it's a really horrific story that tells of the wiping out of all humanity. But then coming full circle, it is a beautiful story, a story of God's covenant promise to care for all people. And the sign of the rainbow, of course, we know it's all about refraction and white light through the water. But it is a beautiful image and a symbol forever of God's promise and of the possibility of peace for our world. It has been a busy week or so around the parishes. We have to congratulate those who have been married recently, Annie and Stephen, who were married down at Kingairloch Church, and Donna and Rory, who were married at Kilmaneveig. We also want to remember all those who have lost loved ones in recent days. And I've conducted two or three funerals in recent weeks. We pause and we remember all who feel the sadness of a parting and the very mixed emotions as they also think of the great joy and thankfulness that we can have for the lives that we were privileged to have shared with. Democracy Matters, we've mentioned before on the podcast. It's a Scottish Government initiative, a consultation asking people about their experience of local decision making and whether they would like to see any changes in the way that decisions are made locally in the future. The Scottish Church's Parliamentary Office was asked by the Scottish Government to identify 20 localities where about 20 people would be able to meet to have a facilitated conversation, a consultation around the subject of democracy. And that's going to be happening in Strontian on the 1st of November, Thursday evening, at 7 o'clock in the community room in the Soonert Centre. And if you're interested in being a part of that consultation, please be in touch with me, Donald McCorkindale. You can drop me an email, give me a phone call, 402234, or on the website, on the Democracy Matters post, there's a form where you can indicate your interest. Last Sunday at Kiel and at Strontian, we had our harvest Thanksgiving, harvest celebrations, as we thought of all the good gifts that are ours to share around this beautiful earth. The harvest Thanksgiving celebrations will be a little later at Ardgour, and over the weekend, beginning the 5th of October, there's the harvest Ceilidh at the village hall. in Ardgour, 6:30 for 7 o'clock, where you'll get food, you'll be entertained, there'll be something for all the family, and we hope that many will come along. No charge, there'll be an opportunity to make a donation. On Sunday, the 7th of October, there'll be the Harvest Thanksgiving service at Ardgour. Ardgour Church once again has purchased 90 kilograms of Quilombero rice from Malawi. Rice that is fairly traded, rice that enables the smallholders in Malawi to make a good living. The profit from 90 kilograms of rice will allow a Malawian farmer to send a child to school for a year. The rice will be available from next Sunday when we have our joint service at Ardgour at 11 o'clock. There'll be other opportunities, but once it's all gone for this year. And a kilogram of rice, I think, is going to cost you £3.50, and we'll do the usual three for a tenner. So that's the Quilombero fairly traded rice. Cafe Church has now happened twice at Ardgour, and on each occasion there were 30 people there, and we enjoyed songs, thoughts, discussion, prayerful activities, all the bits that we would have in a traditional Sunday service, but in a very informal, family-friendly way, seated around tables in the Memorial Hall in Ardgour. And Cafe Church will be happening next on the 28th of October, gathering from 9:30 for a real start at 10 o'clock and finishing around about 11. On all those Sundays when there's Cafe Church in the morning, there will be traditional worship in the church at 6 o'clock. And on the 28th of October, that will be led by Ella Gill. When we have five Sundays in the month, as happens in September, we have one joint service for the three parishes, Struntian, Ardgour and Morvern, coming together at 11 o'clock. And on the 30th of September, there'll be that joint service at Ardgour with some input from the guilds. And we will be hearing something of the past work of the guilds, having raised an incredible 600,000, that's nationally, not just around our own three parishes. And we'll hear something of the next three-year phase, the theme and their different topics, and the projects that are being supported nationally by the guild, including a project called Malawi Fruits, a charity working in the north of Malawi, aiming to help young people to farm cash crops and to irrigate using solar-powered pumps. And this helps to address the depopulation of the north and help farmers to move away from subsistence farming. So we'll be hearing some more about guild projects and what the guild is doing nationally and locally at that joint service, fifth Sunday of the month, at Ardgour, 11 o'clock. The guild, Struntian and Ardgour guild, meet next on the second Tuesday in October, 2:30 in the meeting room at the church. MAD continues, MAD, Making a Difference, the youth club for primary school age children at the Abernethy Centre. And details of that have gone through the primary schools to all the primary age children in our areas. A future date for your diary, the 11th of November, Remembrance Sunday, falls this year on the 11th, on Armistice Day, on this centenary year. And we'll hear more about the details over the next few weeks. Full details will be in the October edition of Jehadol, and they are there on our church website. Thank you for listening to the Linked Parishes podcast. For more news of all that's on and worship times, check out aksm.org.uk, or on Facebook and Twitter, you'll find us at AKSM Parishes. If you haven't already done so, you can subscribe to this podcast at iTunes. For full details, check out aksm.org.uk/podcast. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you all.